So there are two parts in davening where we discuss the rain. So there's one part we begin Mashiv HaRuach or Morid HaGeshem or perhaps Morid HaGoshem. Maybe we'll get into that as well. And then in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, we say V'sein Talo Matog Avracha. So there's two places of rain, and we introduce them at two different times. When do we begin to say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem? So we begin Musaf Shemini Atzeres. So it depends if you're Nusach Svard or Ashkenaz, when, because Nusach Svard says Morid HaTau all year round. There is something to that. As Tosis and Tainis points out, the pro of doing that all year round is that if you say it by mistake, you don't have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So you say Mashiv HaBaruch HaMorid HaTau, so Bidiyeved Yiyotze. So that's a good thing. So that's one thing. Nusach Svard or Svard Gairayo. That by itself is probably worth saying it all year round. However, so therefore, you're not going to make an announcement. Stop saying it. But we'll see. That's more the other way. But we announce anyway before the silent Shemoneh Esrei. You give a clap and say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem. We begin saying it in our silent Shemoneh Esrei. The question: why do we begin on Shemini Atzeres? Why is that the day to begin Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem? Why not Simchas Torah? Why not Shabbos Bereishis? Like what's with Shemini Atzeres? Why did that get discussed of having Tfilas HaGeshem?
Oh, so, large number of people gathered together.
Yeah. Well, it depends who you heard her from. We'll find out.
I can't remember.
If it's me, you'll be okay. What?
You should really say at the beginning of Sukkot, but not to have rain during Sukkot.
Yeah.
You wait all.
So really. Yeah, make. Let the man in and stuff. He already had three cups already. Look at him. So really we should begin Mashiv HaRuach really at beginning of Sukkot. But why? But as we said, even though apparently for Halloween they have the ability to cancel if it's cold weather, that's not the way it works for our Yom Tovim. Either way, it's not so bad Sukkot, because most times if it's raining, you just move inside.
Yeah.
I guess, Teshuv De'ein Tadira, except for the first two nights, you have to make Kiddush at Hamotzi, perhaps, and then you have a Kizayas Achala, but then you go inside.
Well, then you should say it in the second night of Sukkot.
Say what?
Mashiv HaRuach.
No, but what about this? Yeah, you're saying, no, but the Gemara, the Mishnah says that it doesn't look right, that, it's God's like giving you a curse, he's giving you a mitzvah of sukkah, so therefore we don't pray for, because even though you don't have to, you're not happy because you don't get your biblical mitzvah. You don't sit in the sukkah, you're not getting your mitzvah. You're not supposed to sit in the sukkah if it's raining, but you still don't get the mitzvah, so therefore it's not a good thing if it rains over sukkahs. So it's not like, you're happy with the, oh great, I forgot to change my clock and it's 10 o'clock, great, I slept through. You might be an onus, not your fault, but you still missed what you're supposed to do. You still missed your meaning, or you missed davening, or whatever you missed.
I'm only concerned about the well-being of the farmers of Eretz Yisrael.
Absolutely. So we don't want to start mentioning rain Sukkot. So Shemini Atzeres is the first holiday after Sukkot. It's part of Sukkot, but it's a separate holiday when we make a new Shachiyano. So when does, in Judaism, we just read Parashas Bereishis. When does the day begin in Judaism?
At night.
So we should begin saying it at nighttime of Shemini Atzeres. We should start saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem. Why not? So I'll give you a hint. It's not a new problem. It's an old problem. A lot less people show up at night in Shul. There's nothing new about that. So the rabbis didn't want to institute a new, they're 90% of the people are missing, and so therefore they didn't want to do it in the morning. They didn't want to do it, and also the morning, who gets up early in the morning? So they figured by Musaf time, the JFK crowd, as known just for Kiddush crowd, that's what my daughters tell me they call it, and it's also the airport in New York, but that's why in New York it's popular, JFK. So therefore, you want the just for Kiddush crowd to make it, so before Musaf, by 11 o'clock, they usually, you know, it's, you know, you look around, you know, 11 o'clock starts to, you know, and people start filing in. So therefore, we want to do it when the public's there. So therefore, we begin Musaf. So Musaf Shemini Atzeres, we begin to say Mashiva Ruach Amorid HaGeshem. In contrast to the other prayer that we're gonna, we haven't introduced yet, that we will. I don't know if it's a civil leap year. I haven't checked, but if assuming it's not a civil leap year, on December 4th, we're gonna start saying instead of a saying bracha, we're gonna say the same talumatu. We're gonna ask for rain. And it's one of the few laws that depended on a civil leap year. Like, we don't care about a civil leap year. I mean, we care, but we want to know if it's February 28th or 29th. But in terms of, there's no halachic significance because we go by a lunar calendar and we have our own leap years. Because what we have is, generally speaking, we have 354 days in a year. That's a classic Jewish lunar regular year. And it's already set up. We don't have to do anything. Every 7 times every 19 years, so a little less than once every 3 years, we have a leap year. Leap year doesn't mean one day. It means 29 days, a whole month. And when do we bring in our extra month? What month?
Adar.
Right before Pesach. Because you want to ensure that Pesach's in the spring. So therefore, about once every 3 years, a little less, we add an extra month when we just had one recently. So therefore the rain goes by the sun, the solar, so that's why it's one of the few laws that are dependent on the solar calendar. So that's what we're gonna, so it'll be December 4th, unless it's a civil leap year. Then it actually was, if you look in the Beis Yosef, if you look at they talk about November. So the end of November, whatever, I forgot the exact date, because when we talk about it, there was a change in the calendar, in the secular calendar. They changed calendars, and they lost 11 days in the switch. Imagine you had a dentist appointment, like one of those days. What did you do? Well, you had your car had to get fixed. I'm not sure how they worked it out. But I think it's 11 days. They skipped 11 days in the calendar.
When was this?
Gregorian calendar.
Yeah.
So we'll get into
Pope
so,
Gregory.
So the FO, so that's why we have a different date, because that's why it really is the end of November, but we lost 11 days. So the English date is like December 4th or et cetera. So either way, so that's when we have the prayer rain. So why is one Mashiva Ruach Amor HaGeshem we say in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, in the first part of Shemoneh Esrei? And the same Talamata we say in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Why don't we introduce them together? And why are they in two different parts? Yeah,
well,
Jeff.
Parts, I think, is because the first part is in the praise. You're praising God for his power. The second part, you're requesting something.
So there are three sections. Yeah, Javi. Also, Avi's point, there is no December 4th in Israel. In Israel, it's the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, which is coming up, because what's the day today, the Hebrew day? Rosh Chodesh. The first was on Wednesday, so five. So they're going to start praying for rain in Israel. That's why Sam wanted to get there in time for it. The seventh day of Cheshvan is when they're going to start praying. We'll have to explain why in Israel they begin the seventh day and we begin December 4th. We'll have to get to that as well. So there's three sections to Shemoneh Esrei. We used to have, why is it called Shemoneh Esrei 18? If you count them, there are 19 blessings, because one was added later on.
Al-Shimim
is correct, and there are four, but we still keep the original name. So it's a little misnomer, but that's what it is. It's really 19 brachas. So we have three sections of Shemoneh Esrei. As Jeff pointed out, the first three brachas never change, meaning whether it's Yom Kippur, Shabbish, Sukkot, today, we're always going to begin a Shemoneh Esrei with the first three brachas. That's known as Shevach. When we begin speaking to God, what's the first thing we do? We begin with the praise, Shevach. And then the last three brachas are also always the same, Thanksgiving. So that's the given. We always begin with praise and always end with Thanksgiving. During the week, when we're making many requests, That's called the Bakashas. That's the request section. On Shabbos, on Yontov, the middle section's about Shabbos, or it's about Yontov, whatever holiday it is. So, Mashiv HaRuach, Morda Geshev, is in the first section. It's in the praise section. And that's why, if it's saying Talo Matar, that's why we're never going to say on Shabbos, on Yontov, because it's in the middle section. We don't make requests. We make spiritual requests on Shabbos and Yontov, not physical. So we're never going to be saying Talo Matar in the middle of on Shabbos and Yontov. So therefore, so the reason why there's a fundamental difference. Mashiv HaRuach and Rageshav is we're praising God. He has the ability to give rain. We're not asking for rain yet. So therefore, if we're praising God that the God's the greatest, He has the ability to give rain. So that begins in that belongs in the first section. But we're actually requesting for rain. We're requesting for knowledge, for parnasa, for health. So then we throw rain is in the bracha of parnasa, because especially in agricultural society, no rain, famine. Everyone can't make a living. So therefore, you put the same talamater in is. So you request rain in the request section. So that's why it's a big difference. So what happens? So what happens if I forget to say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem? Let's assume you do not say Morid Atal. So let's say classic Ashkenaz, instead of saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, you didn't say anything, meaning you went from B'chayim Eisem Ata Rav Oshia Machal Kol Chayim B'chesed and left out these four words. Perhaps only two words are the key. Morid HaGeshem. Saying Mashiv HaRuach doesn't help you. You're just saying God, because that's usually the wind comes before the rains. That's why we say God brings the winds. But the key words are Morid HaGeshem. So if you left out the words Morid HaGeshem, and then you remember after Shmona Esrei, do I have to go back, or just catch it next time? That was a question. So the luck is one would have to go. So if it happened now, but you have to go back. Perhaps the luck is like this. We have a general rule of chazaka. We go with the status quo. I think there was, remember, when my daughters were growing up, there was like some Disney song about following the status quo or something. But it's a principle of chazaka. Chazaka, they got it from the Gemara, is a print from the Torah, actually. It's a, you follow, what people are roving, the assumption is we do what we normally do. Unless we know to the contrary, whatever you usually do, that's the assumption. If we do many things without thinking about them, we do them automatically. So therefore, we go with the status quo. So therefore, they point out, if you forget to say Mashiv HaRuach, so you have the assumption that you forgot it, and you have to go back. However, that rule is for the first 30 days. Again, if you know you didn't say it, it doesn't make a difference when it was. It could be the day. It could be the last day you're saying it. But if you know you left it out, then you always go back. But let's say I'm not sure. So the first 30 days, the assumption is you didn't say it. And then, let me point out, let me make a caveat to that. 30 days is assuming you daven three times a day as well as four.
That's really 90, right?
Exactly. If a person davens once a week, so then you have a long, you have a long time to develop a chazaka. But therefore, so 30 days, the assumption is 90. The Chasam Sofer talks about 100. But whatever the number is, 90 or 100, that's why there was a practice of the Maharam Harunberg. They used to, on Musaf Hashmini Atzeres in his yeshiva, they used to go around singing the song, you have to go back. They used to throw in mashit in order to develop. So therefore, if they forgot, if they weren't sure the first 30 days, they said that counted as creating a chazaka. We'll see, that'll be a debate whether that works or not, but that's what, they used to sing that song, so therefore, if you weren't sure, you went back. So, but Mashiv HaRuach, the luck is if you forget, you have to go back. That's if you forgot davening. What about that? What if I remember it? So if I remember it, obviously in the bracha of before I finish Mechayim Esim, of course I could go back. I say Mashiv HaRuach, and let's say I said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim HaMesim. So perhaps if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you could say Lamdeini Chukecha and then go back to Mashiv. Rabbi, you said you finished the bracha Mechayim HaMesim. So if you started the word Atah, it's all over. But if you just say Mechayim HaMesim, you remember, you could say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem and then go Atah Kadosh. So therefore, there's still hope. Once you say Atah, you have to go back to the beginning. But that's the halacha And that's the difference. By the saying Talo Matur, if you we'll see, we'll have Shema Koleno to make it up. Because it's not working. I'm in the middle of a shear here, like.